Listen, I'm tired of arguing with Spike. Leave John Cougar Mellencamp alone. Let me tell you something. First and foremost, we don't know what he was talking about prior. There are people that are coming out saying that he was talking about telling a story about his grandmother. It's immaterial. There are two elements to a concert. There is the performer and there is the audience member. The performer's job is to perform, is to present a show that he has or she has or they have framed any way they want to frame it because it's their show. The ticket buyer's job is to buy the ticket and go into the audience and sit there and listen. At the point that you buy the ticket and you're sitting in the stands, your contractual obligation is done. If you ain't written a hit song, don't yell at the stage about what a performer should do. Because this is what a performer does not do. And I'm going to give you an analogy. A performer does not say, hey, when we play some songs from our new album, would you not go and grab a beer? Hey, when I'm playing this really quiet song, would you guys remain quiet? Hey, when I'm playing a very serious song, would you stay off your phone? You know why the performer doesn't tell you what to do as an audience member? Because that's not his place. And it's not your goddamn place to tell a performer how to perform a show. So shut the F up. And by the way, a lot of you don't know it, but this is one of John Cougar Mellencamp's best songs. I think he was just John Mellencamp at this point. Here comes the part when you break it down for you. Pink Houses. This man wrote Martha Say. This man wrote Jack and Diane. Shut the hell up. Just sit there and listen. Or stand. Whatever. Don't tell him to just play songs. If he wants to frame a song in a political comment or a comment about his family, that's his prerogative. It's his friggin' show. That goes for comedy shows, too. I'm yelling at comedians about what they need to say jokes about or not say jokes about. You're an audience member. Be the audience. Otherwise, write a hit song and then get on stage and then do whatever the F you want to do. It's off John Cougar Mellencamp's back. Man started Farm Aid. Has done more for farmers than any president that we have had. Decades. Get off his ass, bitches. Round the clock keeps the pace. He's Mr. Heartland. By the way, this is a great song. Spike, how you sticking?
Actually, I'm stuck almost amazed that I'm kind of agreeing with you.
It's interesting because I was going to ask you what your opinion was on audience. Well, maybe not audience. Let me frame it right. What's your opinion on performers stating things that they believe and or telling stories and or just performing the show in the manner that they want to and an audience member having an issue with it?
As you stated, once you buy the ticket, if I go to see someone, whatever they do is what I went to go see them do. They performing, so I'm gonna accept whatever they do, unless they sit there and say, if I have an S hat on, we don't want S hats in the audience.
Spike, let me ask you something.
Other than that, I'm okay with it.
Let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you?
Yeah, I think they got it. Because you said something funny.
No. That's like, who is this? Yeah, who they?
Hey, listen. Spike, hey. Was there a pod when you went to sleep last night beside your bed?
Let me say this.
Who the hell is that? I don't know who you are, Spike, but I like, you are the fake Spike.
As my grandmama said, don't get used to what you ain't used to.
Your grandmama never lied.
Really, because you won me over with the, you in the audience, be the audience.
Yeah, right.
I like that.
Right. And a lot of people don't think about it from that perspective. But these guys, they got the new album out, and everybody comes and they want to hear the hits, and everybody vacates when they play the new songs, and they, you know, and the performers don't bitch about it. Yeah. I'm just saying. Go ahead. What's your name? Go ahead.
Hey, you know, late 80s, early 90s, a great punk band called John Cougar Concentration Camp.
Bye.
let's laugh a little bit about that.
Really? You haven't heard that joke before?
I ain't heard that song you played either, but that was...
Come on, Steve. Come on, be back.
Okay, that was a good one.
Really? Like really? Okay, so we're using the death of 6 million Jews as humor? You didn't count them. Is that what you said? Yeah, really. Somebody did, Spike. Somebody did. The numbers are up there. That's a good one. See, and we're back. And no, Spike, let him hear you laugh. Let him hear you laughing at a Holocaust joke. I want everybody to hear Spike laughing at a Holocaust joke. There you go. Look, you can't stop. I've been with this, I've been with this nickel for 8 years. Yeah. He ain't never laughed that hard. I didn't know I needed to be an anti-Semite, Spike, to make you laugh. I didn't know I needed to do that. Okay. But now I understand.
It was about the Holocaust, and I'll just.
What did you think it was about?
I didn't care. I just like the thing that he said, concentrate. Didn't he?
It was concentration camp, Spike. Oh. Where were they?
See, he's still laughing. But what is... No, because I'm genuinely curious. This is the place I didn't think this was gonna go. I was trying to do a rant on stink ass concert goers, and now I gotta address you. I mean, it's killing you. A concentrate that would be the ultimate irony that you would choke to death laughing at a joke framing the Holocaust. That's something funny.
Yeah, sorry,
Spike, don't be sorry. Own it, Spike. Own it. John Cougar concentration camp. Own it, Spike. Look at it, making you laugh even now.
And I've not even been drinking. I'm not even, whatever. Okay, Steve, that was a good one.
Was it a good one?
Don't forget Ario.
Shut up, you idiot.
I am kind of sorry that I hung up and I didn't hear. What did
Oh, God, you going to say another one that's old?
All right, come on, man. Spike, you got to be better than that, man.
I ain't never heard that.
What did you say your grandmama said?
Don't get used to what you ain't used to.
And you proved that within 2 minutes. God. I was praising you for a newfound clarity, and then you laughing at a Holocaust joke. You ain't right, Spike. You ain't right. Something ain't right about you.
You can't suppress the bodily functions if it's laughing.
Unbelievable.
Whatever that means. That was funny.
Just when you buy a ticket, just go and buy a ticket.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, buy a ticket and go and watch the damn show and shut
because
up.
Because if I'm correctly, your name is not on the ticket.
Absolutely.
That's kind of like those guys, you go watch a golf match and then they hit the ball and they say, get in the hole. who the hell are you talking to?
Talking to the ball, Spike.
And then you look
I think
at your
that's self-evident.
And you look at your friend like, ooh, I made a great point. Like that guy, I guess, is John Cougar.
Mellencamp, Spike. Mellencamp.
He said,
Spike, do you understand what the joke was? Do you understand what the bad joke was?
No, it's just, the rhyme part. Just, so much?
The rhyme part is making you laugh?
Yeah. It's like, how did the dead dog cross the road? Staple to the chicken.
and I'm not laughing at that. Spike is literally on the floor. I don't know if we have Bo TV here, but Spike is literally on the floor. After what the hell? Have you been drinking tonight?
They went to the chicken.
Okay, but I understand that joke. I understand why you might laugh at the joke. But if you didn't even understand Steve's first joke, why did it make you laugh?
I know, it just sounded funny.
God.
Because he said...
Wow.
Oh, my garage.
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
My damn.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my neck hurt.
You know me. Neck hurt? I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm not going to tell you what to laugh at and what not to laugh at. Spike, you paid your money.
I don't know why that struck a nerve, but it did.
You paid your money to come to the Steve concert, and apparently he delivered. So
yeah, really.
Laugh.
Damn, he never said nothing funny in his life. That one was good.
And as much as you say that it's about the concentration camp, then...
I'm sorry. So as you're wiping tears of laughter away from your eyes, you're saying that it was wrong for him to make the death of 6 million Jews
a
dumb radio joke. Is that what you're? I'm just trying to clarify. Yeah, I'm just trying to clarify where you're at, Spike. It's wrong to use the death of 6 million Jews as a dumb radio call-in joke. Is that what you're saying? Can I get that on record?
Well, I mean, if you preface it with that, yes. Yeah.
Oh,
let's do something else. Oh, my cheeks are killing me now.
Oh, my God.
Listen, I can't explain it, but that was funny.
All right. Did I get it? How you sticking out, Spike? How you sticking?
Yeah, I'm stuck on the fact that I don't know who I is because I agree with you.
Oh, okay. All right.
It makes no sense that the audience members go on there and start hollering and screaming.
Yeah, and now understand something. I would say this. I'm not one that wants to hear a lot of this, that, and blah, blah, blah in between songs. I want to hear the band play, but if the band wants to say something, they want to say something. I see a lot of posts. I'm a huge Pink Floyd fan. Huge Pink Floyd fan, which makes me a...
They want to hit the wall?
Yes, makes me an even bigger Roger Waters fan. Right, and there's just a lot...
I'm sorry for interrupting you, because
that's
going to sound dumb. Was that more than one person? It was a band?
Pink Floyd was four people.
Okay.
Pink Floyd. But
they like Led Zeppelin.
Yes. Ostensibly, though, it came down to one person, Roger Waters.
Floyd, I thought your name was Floyd.
No, there was no. There's even a song that addresses
I
that.
I should have been drinking.
I'd have a cigar.
What?
Nothing. That was too deep for you. That was too deep a dive. But, okay, Steve? I'm a huge Roger Waters fan. And you see people posted on about Roger Waters. Why does he have to have all of these political statements in throughout his concert? And the question then becomes... Or the statement then becomes, tell me you've never seen or you've never listened to a Pink Floyd record without telling me you've never listened to a Pink Floyd record. That's what Roger Waters is. That's who he is. If you go to a Roger Waters concert thinking you're not going to hear anything political, then that means you are deaf because you're not going to listen to any song because the songs of Pink Floyd are rife with statements on the nature of politics, socio-political issues.
That's right. Get on the wall. Did somebody
the wall? Too. The wall. A through line about fascism is all throughout the wall. It's like you say. Just if you pay money to go to a concert and you don't want the performer telling you how to be an audience member, then shut them up.
Wow. I want to go against you because I was thinking if I went to go to see, I'm just gonna say the name because came to my thing, Prince.
Right.
Even I know he's gone, and he start rambling about NASCAR. I probably would be a little upset.
Sure, but don't yell out. Just shut up and sing.
Oh no, I wouldn't do that.
Because I would too. I'll tell you a greater pet peeve of mine. I'll use this as an example because it's been out there. If I go see Radiohead and they don't want to play Creep, I need you to play Creep. I need you to play Creep, bruh. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's like if I go see TLC, I need you to play Creep.
You need, okay, there you go. A creep by creep analogy. I like that, Spike. You know, if I go see Bowie,
I know Radiohead is.
And I've seen them five times. I need you to play Heroes.
You need to play
Let's Dance.
That's the only song.
If he doesn't play Let's Dance, I'm actually cool with that. But for a casual Bowie fan, I understand why you would want to hear Let's Dance.
If I bought a Bowie ticket.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm playing Let's Dance. I'm dressing up in Let's Dance.
Yeah, I understand.
And that song he did when he was dancing with that guy in the street, which is funny.
You're dancing in the streets. That's what it was called. But I'm not about the bands that are tired of playing the big hit. You know, I get it. I get it. I kind of need you to play. I'm paying $300 a ticket to see the Eagles, and y'all decide y'all too tired to play Hotel California. Nah, that's not gonna work, bro.
Right.
At that point, when the lights go down on the stage, I'll be like, "Where the F is Hotel California? Somebody better come out here. Where Joe Walsh at? You better come out here and sing Hotel California or play it."
What is that crazy guitar guy name who? He's from Detroit, but he's on the side with Kid Rock, and he hates Obama.
Nugent.
No, if you went to a concert, you expect to hear him rant about against the establishment, right?
Absolutely.
And nobody, will somebody holler, play music?
It's a hypocrisy. It's a great hypocrisy. Let me tell you something else. If I go see a Ted Nugent concert, I better goddamn hear some Stranglehold. You better believe that. And
why are you at a Ted Nugent concert?
I might be mad if I don't hear Wang Dang Sweet Poontang.
Is he did that?
That's his song, baby. Wang Dang Sweet Poontang. It's in the books. Hey, what's up? You're on the Cat Named Mo show.
That was a real band, that John Cougar, what I said, Mo.
That doesn't make
it. I haven't laughed anymore.
That doesn't make it.
That I will take a picture of.
That
I got from a punk show.
Steve, that doesn't make it any.
Yeah, I'm not going to laugh again.
Anymore, right? Yeah, you've lost your OnlyFans.
Yeah, really, I'm not going to buy it. You just ruined your debut.
Yeah, an OnlyFans of one. Spike,
yes, sir.
We're going to go to break early. I got a couple of things to talk about. We got Marcello here, who was in a new venture. Marcello, we've been talked about on the Couch Show, definitely on the Cat Named Mo Show, was the owner, proprietor of Gennaro's, no longer there, but is in a new venture. Not new, but a sole venture now, no longer doing the restaurant. And we're talking guns, but I got a couple of movies we're going to talk about, and we'll pull Marcello in on it. Okay. So we got some stuff. So
Staple to the dog.
Staple to the dog. There you go. We'll Spike on Mike's jokey joke segment. We're going to add that to the Cat Named Mo Show roster.
It's a Cat Named Mo on 102.5 The Bone.